And welcome back in Friday Morning Blitz on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood still with you. Coming to you from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's time for this week's edition of Inside the Numbers. And as always, for Inside the Numbers, we're joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports in Las Vegas. And Mike is brought to you each and every week by State Farm Insurance, Auto, Home, Life, Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Located at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike, how are you doing on this Friday morning?
Doing well, Coach. Good morning.
Yes, it's going to be a big weekend for college football. Actually, we've got a couple of games tonight that I'll ask you if you got any information on them. I really don't have anything. But Memphis and Tulane and UCLA at Colorado, of course. I think the UCLA-Colorado game would interest me just to see if Chip Kelly can get his first win at UCLA and to see if Coach Mack and the Bull and the Buffaloes can keep things going out there.
Yeah, I got some numbers, and sometimes people complain about we skip over these smaller games. Not that UCLA and Colorado is small, but the Memphis-Tulane. But I've got some point spread numbers I'll run real quick for our listeners. On the Memphis-Tulane game, Memphis has won 11 straight in the series. And, Coach, one team likes Friday night games. The other does not. Memphis is 6-0 against the spread the last six times they played on a Friday. Tulane, 1-10 against the spread the last 11 times they took the field on a Friday night. As for that Pac-12 matchup, Bruins and Buffs, the numbers on this game, Bruins 0-3 to start the Chip Kelly campaign. And they're allowing 38 points per game and only scoring 17 a game. Doesn't sound like Chip Kelly, but hey, look, he inherited what he inherited. Buffaloes, they're unbeaten at 3-0, but they haven't been tested. As far as a point spread trend, the underdog has covered five straight in the series.
Yeah, that is a little tongue twister there when you think about it there. All right, Mike, you know, of course, you spend a lot of time out west in Las Vegas. I lived out and coached in New Mexico for a couple of years back in the early 90s. And if you've ever spent any time out there and really delved into some of the history out there, High Noon was a big time in the Old West. And they used to have the, duels or whatever, you know, that they used to have at High Noon. They used to have the hangings at High Noon. And so everybody could come and to the public square and watch the hanging. Well, that's kind of what's going to be going on in Tuscaloosa at High Noon on Saturday. I think and it's High Noon on the Eastern time zone. Actually, it's High Noon 11 o'clock in Tuscaloosa. But needless to say, no matter what time it is, the Cajuns of Louisiana are, as I used to call it, Louisiana Lafayette, I remember back when they were southwestern Louisiana. Whatever it is, whatever they're called right now, they're walking into a buzzsaw at Bryant-Denny Stadium. They're playing their second SEC school for the season. They went to Starkville, and the Bulldogs clipped them 56-10. Alabama, obviously, defending national champion, ranked number one, and 4-0 after just dismantling Texas A&M last Saturday in Bryant-Denny.
Yeah, and as far as Louisiana, I do odds reports for other companies, including the National Sports Phone, and I still, when I see their name in college basketball or college football, I still refer to them as Louisiana Lafayette. But I do remember when they were Southwest Louisiana. And remember, Brian Mitchell was their quarterback and went on to be one of the greatest returners in NFL history.
That is correct. And I don't know if they still use this, but I know back when they were Louisiana Lafayette, they used to use a jalapeno pepper as a mascot. That's I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know what their mascot is now, but they'll need more than a mascot. I mean, this is a – what do you call them? A paycheck game, right?
Yeah, this is a paycheck game.
Yeah, and looking at Alabama's schedule, the Tide, they're going to be on cruise control until November when they go to Baton Rouge. And then they'll later play Mississippi State and Auburn. Louisiana Lafayette, they only return three defensive starters from that 2017 team, and they're giving up 34 points a game. Coach, this game opened Alabama as a 53-point favorite. Alabama's never opened as a 53-point favorite, even back in the 70s and 60s. Cajun fans and players, I think they can only hope that Saban's going to take it easy on one of his proteges.
Yeah, Billy Napier, who's now head coach there in Lafayette, he actually had two stints under Saban, both at Alabama. He was there in 2011, left, and then came back and was there 13, 14, 15, and 16. So he's got three national championship rings from his time in Tuscaloosa. But now he's got to go back in there with an undermanned team. That's going to be a tough task. And, of course, as we all know, according to the best knowledge that we've been able to find, Saban has never lost to a former assistant. But, you know, it doesn't matter who the other coach is right now. He's just got the best team. Of course, Tua Tagovailoa, 12 touchdown passes, no interceptions. This Alabama offense averaging a little over 540 yards per game and 54 points per game. And the crazy thing is that the starters, they haven't even had to play all four quarters. Frankly, except for last week's game, they really didn't need to play but the first two quarters.
Yeah, and the steps that the Alabama's takes, this Tua plays one or two quarters, Hurts plays a quarter, and then you got the third string guy in there. When you're up 50, 60 points, why risk even getting your backups hurt?
Yeah, there's no sense in that whatsoever, and you're keeping those players, younger players, happy because they're getting significant playing time. It's not like they're going in there at the very last of the game and taking a knee and jumping up and down saying we won, and it's not like you're putting them in there and saying, hey, you know, well, we're just going to kill the clock and everything. No, those guys are going in there. They're calling their playbook. Now, they're not taking unnecessary risk. I'm not saying that. But what, you know, they're actually going in and playing significant time, and they're playing meaningful downs. And that's a huge, huge thing to keep young players happy and not let them get frustrated by having to sit the bench all the time.
Right, and I think that's why – I'm pretty certain this is why Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, and a couple of other teams reload every year. Because when you talk about, oh, Alabama or Georgia has lost their entire defensive linebacking core, okay, but those other guys had meaningful playing time, as you said, and that's really key.
Mike, is in games like this, I mean, again, this is your business. You've seen it, you know, for over 25 years now. But to me, I mean, with a point spread that is laid out so high, I mean – what's the advantage for Vegas? I mean, it would just seem like, you know, with a game like this, I mean, even though I know Alabama's put up tons of points and everything, I think, you know, Saban is not going to just beat his protege into the ground. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to, you know, pull the reins in totally on his younger players. But, I mean, it seems to me like the safest thing to do here is to, take Alabama or take Louisiana Lafayette and take those 53 points, you know, and hope Saban takes it easy.
Right. Well, it opened 53. It's down to 48. That sounds weird saying down to 48. But look, in games like this, professional handicappers usually cut these games from the board and focus their time and effort on other games. I've never laid more than 45 points in my career. The only time I played a team laying a huge number. It was back in the mid-90s. It was a Nebraska team with Tommy Frazier. They won and covered because, hey, they run the option. So even the backup scored at will. This game, Alabama wins easily. But as far as the point spread, there's too much guesswork. How long the starters are going to play? Is Saban going to take it easy on Napier? Or is he able to? Because the backups can score.
That's true. All right, Mike, we've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back on Inside the Numbers, and we'll look at some more college football games right here on GameDay. SportsRadio.com.